Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Justin Fields to the Steelers. What it means for the Bears as they get ready to draft a quarterback and some rankings movers right now on Fantasy Football Today in 5. All right, so Justin Fields is now a Pittsburgh Steeler for a 6th-round pick that could become a 4th-round pick. Assuming it's Caleb Williams going to the Bears, what does that mean for Keenan Allen and DJ Moore, Jamie?
I think it's somewhat of an upgrade just because I think Caleb Williams will be a better passer. DJ Moore and Keenan Allen lose from a fantasy perspective because now they're on the same roster. If it was just DJ Moore prior to Keenan Allen getting traded to Chicago, I would love it for him. He still would be a 2nd-round pick. But because Keenan Allen's now there, plus a rookie quarterback. So even though the quality of passes should be better and hopefully the offense as a whole will be better, I think we'll see both those guys lose from a fantasy perspective. So Moore goes from a 2nd-round pick, a top 10 fantasy receiver, to a 4th-round pick, more of a number 2 guy. Keenan Allen goes from borderline number 2 receiver for me to a number 3 receiver, somebody that I would take in round 5. So not much difference from a round perspective, early round 4 versus late round 5 for Keenan Allen based on where I have him ranked, because I push up the receivers mostly in PPR. But I just don't love the addition of Keenan Allen going there for his fantasy value and the detraction that it will mean for DJ Moore. But I do think the quarterback change will help those guys because Caleb Williams will prove to be a better passer than Justin Fields.
The odds of Justin Fields being a top 12 quarterback ever again for a full season, are they better than 50% or worse than 50%?
I mean, if I was betting, I would say worse than 50% because, you know, once you start to go down this path, it's hard to get back on it, you know, to, you know, being a quality starter. And look, we obviously love Justin Fields in the fantasy community because of what he does, mostly because he's a running quarterback, one of 3 in NFL history to have 1,000-yard rushing seasons. Happened 4 times because Lamar Jackson has done it twice. But he has not proven to be the best passer. Now, you can certainly nitpick the situation and the receivers that he had and health and all those things. Like last year, for example, he's starting to get going, starting to develop a connection with DJ Moore, breaks his thumb, and then has to miss all that time. Who knows when he was ever fully healthy, the system, all those things in Chicago. But it's tough. It's tough just to say that there's going to be a path to success for him. It may not happen in Pittsburgh ever. You know, if he sits out this season as the backup behind Russell Wilson, then has to go find a new job. And then who knows if there will be a team that gives him the opportunity to prove himself and give him enough of a leash that he can be that type of proven, established NFL starter. So I would bet against it.
All right, let's talk about some rankings movers here. Drake London is up to 14th at wide receiver in your rankings.
Yeah, very excited about the addition of Kirk Cousins. He's been great for his number one receiver, whether it was Adam Thielen or Stephon Diggs, even the combination of the two. He was good for both of them. And then obviously Justin Jefferson for the last 4 seasons. So I think he'll settle somewhere in between those guys. The worst season was Diggs at about 14.5 PPR points. The best was obviously Jefferson over 21 PPR points per game. So if he can help London get anywhere over those numbers, it'll be a career season for him, clearly. And so I'm very excited about London entering his 3rd year in the NFL.
You got Keenan Allen down to 29th. And you're the low. Heath is lower on him, but 29th for Keenan Allen.
32 years old by the time the season starts, just not excited about him going to the Bears for his fantasy perspective. He's been a target hog. I think he'll still be up there in targets, but I don't think we're looking at 150-plus targets like we're used to getting. I don't think we're getting 100 catches for him. And we know he hasn't exactly been a consistent double-digit touchdown guy. I don't know if he ever had 10 touchdowns in his career, so in a season. So with DJ Moore now establishing himself as the go-to guy in that offense, I think Allen is more of a number three receiver, even in PPR. And so, yes, it was a downgrade for his fantasy value.
Justin Herbert, not in your top 12. You have him at 14 right now. What if they draft Harrison or Neighbors or Dunze fifth overall? Where would you put Herbert in that scenario?
I mean, right now he's behind Tua at 12 and Kirk Cousins at 13. He can move ahead of those guys with the right quarterback. But it was already trending in the wrong direction for him because of, you know, the coordinator change and the coaching change, you know, so taking away his weapons now. So a run-based system without a lot of guys to throw to. Look, I hope Quentin Johnson and Josh Palmer and Harrison or Neighbors or Dunze, you know, can come in and elevate the game for Justin Herbert. But, you know, he's not going to get past 12, you know, so behind Kyler Murray, behind Brock Purdy at this point for me. I never thought I would say that, but I think that's just where Justin Herbert's going to live.
That's it for Fantasy Football Today in 5. Thank you very much to Jamie Eisenberg for all of you watching and listening. By the way, join our bracket challenge, cbssports.com/FFT, and you can win a spot on the podcast league if you win the bracket challenge. Talk to you tomorrow, I think Wednesday, on Fantasy Football Today in 5.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.